Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the clever, you have revealed them to the merest of children. Yes, Father, such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The last week we have been pondering Jesus sending out the apostles to reveal the eruption of his kingdom in the middle of the world. Now we have been preparing them for both welcome as well as rejection, and how to handle both. And Jesus himself went out to experience both things. Today, we see God's self-revelation. And on the basis of that preparation, we know how he wishes to be received. In the first reading today, we have two of the three ways that God revealed himself to Moses. The third we'll have tomorrow. The first way was as a inextinguishable burning bush, a symbol of the ardor of God's love, and how we wish to be received that way, that his love doesn't consume, it doesn't get exhausted. Second, at a time in which all the pagans looked at gods as gods of things, the god of Eros, the god of the fire, the god of war, the god of water, etc., God reveals himself as the god of persons. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God wants to be received in this personal way, not as some type of cosmic power, but as someone who enters into personal relationship with us. In the Gospel, we see just how personal that goes. Jesus had come as the icon of the Father, the incarnate revelation of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He describes first who God is. It's a Trinity, which is why we celebrate the votive mass of the Holy Trinity today. But also the way we enter into that relationship with God, the way he wants to be received. Through Jesus' own sonship, we become sons and daughters of that Father. Jesus praises the Father for revealing them to the childlike, those who are capable of trusting, that his gracious will was precisely this, and that the way for us to be able to receive that revelation is through Jesus' wish to reveal the Father to us when we are capable of receiving the gift of the Father as beloved sons and daughters for whom the Father burns. Today the church celebrates the memorial, the 225th anniversary to the date of the triumph of the 16 Carmelites of Compiègne. These 11 novices and professed sisters, 3 lay sisters, 2 tertiaries, who on this day were murdered by the French revolutionaries as insurrectionists to this day, simply because they wouldn't apostatize, because they had this relationship as not only beloved daughters of the Father whom they could trust at all times, but also beloved spouses of the Son, and whose hearts had become like burning bushes in response to God's inextinguishable love. They went up, as we know, singing. The people who were there probably weren't familiar with the tunes, and so 2 stories have come down, and terms of what they were singing. Many said that they were singing the Salve Regina, which is exactly what they would sing each day before they would go to bed. That they were entrusting themselves over to the Lord the same way they did every day of their religious life, with trust. Second group said that they were singing the Laudate Domini, Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you peoples. Which is exactly what they would sing at the beginning of a new foundation. When they would create a new monastery, they would praise the Lord for what he was doing. And they were preparing to enter into the eternal monastery as they went up one by one from the novices to the prioress. They show us how to receive the Lord aright, and they're interceding for us today that we might respond to him as beloved children who have a personal relationship with him and who meet fire with fire. They were strengthened to meet the Lord 225 years ago today, because each day of their religious life they were receiving him well in the morning. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, it's always in anticipation of that ultimate encounter. Pope Benedict used to love to preach about Origen's words, that when we approach Jesus on the altar, we are approaching fire. That fire of Jesus' Eucharistic heart never ceases. And as the Father reveals the Son today under the appearances of the sacred species, let us ask for the grace to become so united with Jesus in his filiation that we might be able to rejoice with the Father who has revealed these things to the childlike. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.